come see our live stream. Yes. momenthouse.com/trashtuesday. That is coming up very soon, and it's going to be chaotic and ruin our lives, so we'll see you there.
March 30th at 6 p.m. Pacific, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 p.m. Pacific, momenthouse.com/trashtuesday.
Let's go. Let's burn.
Oh, hey, Annie.
Hey, girl.
So we do stand-up comedy, and we get to meet our slugs, and it's so much fun.
It's been more fun than you can imagine. It's like you're officially in the slug club when we do those meet and greets.
It's life-affirming. This weekend, this very weekend, I'm returning to the Midwest. I'm so excited. I'm going to be in Indianapolis. Please come out. And after that, Philly, San Diego, Austin, Brooklyn, D.C., Chicago. Get tickets at estheronice.com. And Annie, what's going on with you?
Well, guys, I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend. I don't want to freak out, but
next weekend's
going to be so fun. I can't wait. Then I'll be in San Francisco, Syracuse, New York, Florida, Burbank, California. That'll be fun. Austin, Texas, Arizona, Michigan. I have a million dates. Go to my website, annieletterman.com/shows.
And we, of course, want you to watch Todd's show on Netflix.
Making Fun.
And why not watch Dollface? If you haven't watched Dollface yet, go binge it. It will go by like that and you will have so much fun.
Okay, I'll do it if you guys do it.
You guys, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
It's free. Shocking that Esther, that's what you were about to say, right?
Yes, it's free.
Uh-huh. It's always number one on our list.
It's free. Everyone wants to freaking start a podcast. This is the easiest way. We're about to tell you. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
And they will distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all of the platforms, basically.
Also, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's the best.
I mean, imagine that. That's like the lowest, that's low pressure.
Everything you need.
With Anchor.
Everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Just download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. To do it. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What was in the car?
My lipstick.
Oh.
But I have a present for you guys. My present came in for you.
Really?
I just want you to know I'm always thinking about you, okay? When something, when I see anything, I snatch it, okay? So these are, I think maybe we should wear these on the live.
What?
I see a Skims bag.
Okay, who wants to open it?
Me! Wait, do you guys, this is very awkward.
There's three matches because we should match.
Obviously. This is going to be awkward for a moment. But do you guys know that today is my birthday?
No.
Has it been a year since your quinceañera?
I'm still getting over the trauma of your last birthday.
Today is my birthday.
Where is your wheelchair?
Annie.
We need to get rid of the wheelchair that we had to CGI out.
I don't know if this is the worst producing or the best producing ever, but you guys not knowing that today is my birthday episode is amazing.
Does it make you feel good?
Kind of. I feel like
We've moved on from friendship into like true companionship in a job.
Wait, what does that mean?
It's not like the scariness of like needy friends.
Right.
It's like
it's like lovers. No. We're 10 years into a companionate relationship where it's like, you know what? I don't even know when we got together, when our anniversary is.
Yes.
But it's sort of sometime in February.
And every day feels like our birthday or our anniversary.
I sort of think it's that, but more so I know that I have the personality of someone who would be obsessed with their birthday, but I truly am not and I don't care. Like,
doesn't that sound like someone who's lying about not caring? I don't care. It looks like she was saying it in the mirror. Just say
you mean to say we threw you that quinceañera last year for nothing?
Yes.
No, that was the funniest part. She didn't give a fucking shit.
That was for you guys.
She
that
didn't
quinceañera.
Care. We have to do it. We're doing an Esther episode, birthday episode again.
But you manifested. Like, you're giving me a gift
because I'm a codependent. I get presents for people all day.
So I don't need a birthday in this relationship. Every
then
day
maybe we should have
birthday.
You wear all three.
Annie, you know we have to get a tattoo of her name like today.
I have no tattoos, and if you think the first tattoo is going to be Esther, you're fucking crazy.
That's where you're wrong. Oh my god, I'm so excited.
I was crying when I saw these. Don't read what it is.
Okay.
Just open it.
Okay.
Because there's two. Each person gets two pieces.
Okay.
Oh my god.
There's one I want you to open first. So okay. The bigger piece. I want you to open first. I want you to open this one first.
Okay.
There's a medium for me and two smalls.
Feliz cumpleaños a ti.
I know. I saw the crotch.
Oh, so this is my birthday present.
This is and the you're crotchless shorts. And then I thought, because that's just crude, that you guys could have. I wanted you to be covered up. So I got you these really nice.
Kim Kardashian West, or not West, because she's divorced today, but you nailed it. These are the women of today.
What are they for? Who are these for?
Who are
they?
These are pussy for- is that tiny.
This
yours?
Is for us.
We saw it yesterday. Yeah, we saw it. I mean, last week.
My labes would absolutely fly out of those.
There's no part to hold them.
Yeah, I don't even think.
Like, this does have the tag on it. I don't know. Is this supposed to be the back? This is what happened. Remember my Christmas outfit was like a splitter.
Should I?
Yes.
Okay. I really am the birthday girl, huh?
Happy birthday, Esther.
The real birthday present is you giving one of these to Kalila.
And then you giving her one?
This is so...
Like, what like, did I she make these for?
So uncomfortable.
Who are
right
they
now.
For?
This is so sexual.
This is the opposite of a... But this is
wait, do you wear that under or over?
You wear it under... Wait, under. Maybe, yeah.
But it's okay. It's the same fucking thing. Oh my god!
We all have matching ones. I don't know what size those are.
Should I put them on?
Yeah, maybe we'll put them on, all of us.
Okay, I'll keep
them on. Wow.
This is medium. Annie. These are mine.
Where am I?
You're Colleen.
Colleen. This is a medium.
Wow.
This bitch up to making these outfits.
This is so good.
What are they for? It's like, bitch, you have a surrogate. Why are you trying to get people pregnant?
Well, don't you kind of feel like Skims is replacing the hole that was left in our hearts when Victoria's Secret kind of died out?
Yeah, but Victoria's Secret is more like really... Like, do you see my turquoise wear? That's Victoria's Secret. You know what I mean? It's like a little cheesy. It's definitely from the mall.
Yeah, damn. That is, I just realized that the worst insult you can give someone is to compare them to turquoise jewelry.
Wait, is Victoria's Secret chuggy?
It must
it's
be.
It's got to bounce back.
They kind of were canceled because like they were basically the founders of making us all anorexic and fucking us up.
They swung the other way and now they have a model with Down syndrome.
Yeah, but are we going to forget what they did to us for the last 20 years?
They're really, I mean, that's a hard swing. They're like, we're putting special needs people in. They're like, oh yeah, yeah, wait a second.
It's like, that's not who you guys are.
She's also very skinny. Like,
you could have gotten bigger. She's hot. She's beautiful. But I just don't like how they have to announce it so explicitly. Just put her on there without having to congratulate yourself. How about that?
No, I know. I totally agree.
What world are these for? Like, what are these for?
They're for...
This
fucking,
podcast?
They're for getting fucked instantly.
But what is this? But I can understand the underwear that barely covers...
Like, that is pretty hot.
Wait, hang on.
It's, you know what, with the micro thong, yes, I know the name of the product.
Were you always wanting one, but like scared to get one? I thought maybe you'd bust out of it.
I actually have the worst news ever. I already have the micro thong.
In that color?
Yes, but I haven't worn it because
I was thinking about getting different colors. But
no,
I
love
like,
this.
Let's just, I was like, maybe someone will wear this for real.
You know what's really good about this is that if gravity has sort of dropped your ass just ever so slightly, this brings it back up. Look. Because
show
of
us.
This part.
And if...
Prove it.
If God bore you Whoa. With a dropped vagina... Oh my God, look at her ass.
Okay, that is hot as fuck.
But it brings it back up because this is not
Are
how my ass usually sits.
Are you having a flashback of that picture? I was talking about it.
I told Dave about it. I think Carlos and I talked about it again late last night.
I honestly think that we should get an OnlyFans and that's the only picture we post on the OnlyFans.
Just to come on my back?
But you have to be an OnlyFans member for... 2 years before releasing. Like, we need to know your loyalty. You don't get to just have it.
I don't even know whose nut that was.
I mean, that is...
That's how long... Like, I don't know whose nut
gonna
that
lie.
Was.
Knowing your history and what I saw, I think it's whose nuts those are. Because That came from all directions. that was a communal load.
That was a certified gangbang.
That was a gangbang nut, right?
Oh my God. I'm never going to have a gangbang again. That's okay.
Again?
Well, I had like some multiple enjoyments.
Am I the prudest person in the world? Because you guys have dated multiple people. You've had a threesome with one of our mutual friends. Now you're telling me you've been gangbanged.
Here, let me tell you
was an exaggeration.
Let me tell you what Jack Johnson, the singer-songrieter, once said.
Coming on your back? Yes,
he certainly was, as he was skeeting on
my back. Who can talk while they skeet?
He said, don't let your dreams be dreams, Esther. So if a gangbang is what you want, a gangbang is what you're going to have to get. I think
the audience is going, that's our dream.
Wait, can we go back to Victoria's Secret for a second? Because you know that they have it's like a scary past that, Carlos, will you look this up? The Victoria's Secret original founder. Do you guys know this story that he sold the company for like X amount of money and then it became way bigger and he killed himself?
Yeah, it was in The Social Network.
Yeah, and it's the same thing that Kate
Spade.
Did
he hang himself with a thong?
Roy Raymond. Did Kate Spade sell early on?
Yes, and then it became way bigger, and then she ended up killing herself. This is like a thing. What happened to the founder of Victoria's Secret? Ended his life by jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah, because it's really weird. Like, people who sell their companies and then they become more successful, like, it doesn't... They can't handle it.
I just believe lightning can strike twice. And I do think if you can have an idea that's so good, I do think you can have another one.
I agree.
Just, like, hate that people. Because your brain, even though these people took it and maybe marketed it differently and that's what sold it, mm-hmm. learn from what they did differently from you and apply that to your next.
But there are people that are just really magical idea churners.
Yeah.
There are people that can just like roll it out every day and, you know, you're right. I think that maybe he underestimated his own, you know, potential for that because, like, how big did it get? And the name Victoria's Secret, initially, like, think about it. It is the cheesiest name.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But so catchy.
Yeah. But I agree with your point. Like, whenever I hear someone that's like, oh, I fucked this thing up, but I always try to tell them, like, you're a renewable resource. Like, you will have another idea. You will have, you know, another whatever.
Mm-hmm. Are you peeling their underwear down while you're saying it? Like, oh, are you sad? Let me tell you something.
Yeah, let me build you up. But yeah, I don't know. I'm always fascinated by like those kind of business things. And also Victoria's Secret. Like, I wonder if it was just ill-fated from the start. Like,
I just can't believe it's your birthday. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? But it is cheesy. You're right. It's like that guy had like the cheesiest.
Yeah. It's like a white guy who was like Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. What the hell were you up to? That wasn't for you.
Yeah. Imagine calling something Annie's Secret. That's
I've never had a secret in my life. If I have a secret, no one told me. I can't believe. So I came in and just in Western wear for fun. Didn't tell anyone. And then this was sitting next to me. You guys are really starting to tap in.
There you go.
I'm telling you, I let go of attachments and now.
And now there's a fire.
And now we're psychically. Oh, it's your birthday?
These are fast fashion clothes, so they are highly flammable.
Are you, did you think like this is my birthday? This is my birthday outfit? They're going to have so much stuff for me, so I want to dress like
Carlos asked me that too. No, I'm just trying to up my game and like be a normal girl who buys normal girl clothes.
Do you know where I think you can really draw real inspiration from? If you look at ajumas, like old Korean ajumas, like grandmas, they're the pioneers of power clashing. I think that what you're striving for is ultimately what the ajumma fashion is.
Korean grandmothers.
Yes, Korean grandmothers.
Emphasis on the grandmother.
I'm aware.
It's like a mix of like streetwear, comfort, but also big fashion, like high fashion.
We should give Esther pre-perioded in pants too.
What do you mean?
Just so the period stain's already there so you don't have to like worry about it.
Or don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A trash tank idea? We sell our merch has period stains.
We should maybe have already sweaty armpits.
Dude, Annie, will you please touch my armpits?
Should we? Right, let's draw wetness under the armpits.
That's cool. Genius. On gray shirts?
Yes.
I want blood spots on the lower butt.
Oh, she likes blood now. How far we've come. Remember when you were scared of it?
Is that where you usually
get the stain? Yeah.
Wow, that far back.
It's usually really low, like down here.
Ooh, show us again. Show us where it is.
I'll never stop showing.
Look how flexible she is. We could really bend her around. Ooh, you might get your birthday bang. Your birthday's going to end with a gang bang.
All right, I have cupcakes for Esther and the gang.
The gang?
Is this from Sprinkles?
Yeah, vegan. And you can light it with your gun lighter, too.
This is so exciting.
Yeah. Well, the flames got to come out. There you go, there you go. It's like a torch.
I love this gun.
Thank you.
Oh, there's no, I don't know why I thought there'd be
thank
more.
You.
Strawberry.
Oh, I'm strawberry. It's nice to know what you guys think of us.
Lucky.
What did you get?
No, I'm just vegan? The vegan.
It's so fake. You should put an F for fake vegan. I could put meat in your mouth right now. I could fucking put anything in your mouth right now and you would eat
it. I wonder if we make Kalila's vaginal crust jerky, would that be considered vegan?
It would be like bonito flakes on top of sushi. Ooh, have you ever seen that?
I love those fish flakes.
It's just discharge flakes. This actually looks like my discharge.
That's so funny. You come in and get the candy.
Oh my God, Kalila, eat it, bitch. I know what you're about to do.
Wait, are we?
You wait. We came no, no, up no. with an Annie.
No, listen. You're oh, wait, I'm not attached. I'm not attached.
You're supposed. This was the deal that we made.
I see. How
you're
far
supposed
you're
to wait. Okay. To see how much I eat.
Okay, right.
And
right.
then you follow.
Okay.
Because once you go for it, then it's you're going to be mad at me.
I'm trying to control you.
Wait, talk to me like that. I like that.
No, you get yelled at or loved. You don't get any in between.
Tell me the little baby sweetie pie.
You get either reprimanded or encouraged.
No, but the way she just talked to you was like talking to a dog. I liked it. It was like, no, you learn. You what?
Speaking, that's why you like it. You're the OG puppy girl. Have you guys heard of puppy girls?
She's fucking, what's the name? Jake.
Yes.
Jacob.
Oh. Now it's a trend.
Excuse me. I thought we were on Jake terms.
There's Esther. Very two different names. Two.
We are not that close.
No. Oh, no.
Esther, you've been a trendsetter since the age of 8.
Really?
Jacob the dog is now a thing adults do.
Is that really true? What do you mean?
Can you pull it up, Carlos? Jacob puppy girls. The there we are.
I'm not
Jacob the dog.
I'm just watching Kalila slowly peel it and hoping that so she can actually take a bite and not to kind of distract herself.
Oh, okay, you're so mentally ill.
Go from under. Some icing.
Okay.
Banana flavor is so mature of you.
Okay, we can get rid of the cupcakes too if we need like discipline help with not eating.
Oh my God.
No, I feel good about this.
This is the only reason Esther...
I'm okay about
oh, yeah.
having some of the cupcake. All right, Annie, you're done.
Actually, I do have gum. If you guys have any cravings for the rest, I do have this Goop Sweet Kick gum that'll get rid
from
of your
Goop?
Craving. Yeah. From Gwyneth.
From Gwyneth's vagina.
It better taste like her pussy.
Wait, so this is the gum that makes sweet things taste bad? Mm-hmm. Annie, here. You're the guinea pig.
Wait, I knew there were some tricks.
This is Carlos so is unhealthy, like, you guys.
They're trying to be slick. Listen, they're trying to be... What is...
That's the equivalent of like chewing something and spitting it out without swallowing.
Goop sells this?
Yeah, $20 for a bunch.
Wait a second. I thought this was like a prank thing, not like a try to help you lose
weight.
That's
such a disordery thing.
I know, it is.
That's okay. We're just exploring.
Carlos, you're really bad.
Thank you. Carlos lives off of, can I just tell you something? Carlos lives off of those sushi, the seaweed. paper.
Yeah, from Trader Joe's.
That's what Carlos eats. So we have a real manorexic in the crew. Listen, there's eating disorders exist. We're exploring. Wait, I'm not gum.
You bit into it so hard. Did you lose a tooth?
There's directions on the back.
No, there aren't. And you're the direction reader. That is your official title.
What does the box say?
Your tooth okay? I heard that.
It's okay. I don't know if I'm sucking on the thing or the tooth.
Pop a mint. Step one, pop a mint when sugar cravings strike. Step two, let it fully dissolve. Step three.
Dissolve.
Beat Carlos to death.
Block sweetness to help control your sugar cravings, Annie.
This is psychotic. I'm so excited about it.
Give me one.
This is the coolest thing.
Wait, but do we know how long it lasts?
But you can't eat it after you've already had sugar.
No. I'm going to take another bite afterwards. Just one.
I don't know what to do because how long does it last?
I don't think it lasts that long because there's so many. I'm like, why would they give you a million if it lasts
that
long?
That is the worst logic.
But what's your worst
That's
case
my
scenario?
Answer.
What's your worst case scenario? Also, he's never going to have the right answer. He's just going to answer
make
you.
It up.
The thing with Carlos is he just will say a thing.
No, this is a thing that men do and it drives me crazy. It's like, this
we're
is
talking
a-
about Carlos.
It's a guesstimate.
No, do you guys notice that men do this? They will not say they don't know something, and they give a they lie because they're scared to say I don't know.
What Todd is this thing made of? What are the active ingredients? You could just suck on
it's like
stevia.
Botox or something. Doing something.
No, because like monk fruit is like, or even caffeine is appetite suppressant.
No, but it this makes is
gonna
it taste
change
bad.
Your taste buds.
Oh,
I'm really excited about this,
Carlos. What's in it?
Hold up, I'm looking it up.
Instead of lying,
but you're giving.
Do you see how he even said what? Hold up,
just get.
He always answers you. It's not good.
You could just get COVID.
Wait, what's not good? The way I answer
because you give answers. There's no thought. You silence her. Careful.
Oh my God, I'm being silenced at home.
You're being silenced by a scary man. A scary, big,
sugary
strong man that eats seaweed.
It suppresses the taste of sweetness.
This is the type of stuff we should 100% be doing on air. This is crazy.
I know.
I don't co-sign this.
I'm going to try it and then I'll see if I co-sign it. But also, I think we can just like decide.
All right, the other stuff, thiamine, zinc, chromium, all that stuff is just like, you know.
Is it out of your mouth? Is it done?
It's still there.
She's still sucking on her tooth.
Mental health is the most important thing. And we have a really good conversation about mental health on today's show. Like, and getting better.
Yeah, working on yourself. But I would say 99% of the time, you need the assistant of someone that knows what is going on in your psyche.
Yeah, you can't do it alone.
Right, someone who's unbiased, someone who isn't your friend or family member, because, you know, it can be heavy on them too. So what better way to sound off, to unburden
That felt
unburden
like a personal
yourself.
Attack. Let's just say Kalila stopped receiving my FaceTimes a little while ago.
What we're saying is we want you to check out betterhelp.com/trashtuesday because BetterHelp is a better way to get therapy. You do it at home on, you know, just digitally.
And they can't hang up on you like some people can.
It is so convenient. You can start talking to a therapist in under 48 hours. Yep. They have a really cool journal feature that I love where if I'm not seeing my therapist for another 6 days and if I'm feeling my feelings extra hard that day, then I can just jot them down and then bring it up when I see her.
I think the most important factor for me is that like, you do it from home. You don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to find parking. You don't have to sit in the waiting room next to Annie. You do it at home.
That's how codependent I am. I turn even her therapy sessions into couple therapy.
It's affordable. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy. And you need to do this. Like, you need to get help.
In fact, you don't even need to see them face to face if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. When I'm having extra difficult days where I'm in the dark and I cannot crawl out of my bed to pick up my computer, I just talk on the phone. Well, and it's that simple. It's that convenient.
Sometimes I can't. I'm so self-aware that while I'm in the therapy session, I'm like, the therapist can tell that I'm only looking at my own screen, right? I'm like fixing my hair. I'm like, oh no, they can tell.
You guys, we want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/trashtuesday. Join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health, including us. Again, that's betterhelp.com/trashtuesday. And I can promise you, this show would not survive if we weren't all working on our mental health consistently.
Listen, guys, you know I like to spend money, but there are certain areas in my life where I did not know I was leaking cash.
Leaking.
I mean, bleeding cash out of my body.
Dripping out.
Dripping. And Truebill, thank you so much. I needed that rude awakening. I'm saving so much money now.
Look, I didn't know that I was subscribed to an anime streaming site for 4 straight years.
I could have guessed.
Was it
I do love anime. No, it wasn't even me who subscribed. I remember just wanting my niece was like, oh, I want to watch Demon Slayer. And I was like, yeah, sure. You know,
Esther, with a hard enough stroke, everything can be pornography. Okay? You got to focus.
And then 4 years after, I've just completely forgotten that I've been paying this monthly thing.
And I'll do the things too where I'll pay for the year and then you don't.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's just a little chunk. The fourth year, I'm like, oh my God, I spent $300.
And companies make it really hard to unsubscribe or cancel your subscription.
Oh, it's hidden somewhere in my phone. I don't even know how to unsubscribe at this point.
It's
unless going through Truebill.
It's trickery. Yeah. But if you don't know what we're talking about, Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't need or want, or you just simply forgot about. And on average, people save up to $720 a year.
That's one and a half Celine glasses. Yeah.
Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. It's so easy.
And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. There's a concierge.
It's so good. Do you guys know how the rude awakening it is when you realize that your ex-boyfriend from three boyfriends ago is still on your Hulu account? That hurts. I'm like, I was wondering why they were looking up a... Annie's E Show.
You know what app I had for 2 years that I didn't know that I was paying for? What? An insect finder.
What?
An insect identifier.
Well, it's right there. I got it. Right there.
It's an Esther.
Check Esther's scalp.
You guys, don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/Trash Tuesday. Go right now. Truebill.com/Trash Tuesday. It could literally save you thousands a year.
But I'm realizing like how you just can't get new teeth. Like I'm just realizing this now, like the lesson of your parents being like floss and brush. Mm-hmm. You look sad. This is the wrong person. I know. But I was just thinking like how I hate the when people they can get them if they want. I don't judge them for getting it, but I don't like
the veneers, the horse teeth.
I don't like how they look. And I know they're like a sign of wealth. I feel like is what they are at this point. They still are ugly, like a Louis Vuitton bag.
I agree with you that I think a little bit of a fucked up tooth is better than like the fake perfect ones.
I'll take it one step further. I think veneers are choogy.
Damn, weird. And you can't undo. What's another word for choogy? Because I feel like we should be ahead of choogy.
Choogy can be
old. Old bitch. Yeah.
Choogy. Let's kind say of choogy like again. Maybe just out of style a bit.
Yeah. But it's just the fact that they're permanent. And I've never seen some where I go, that looks better. Unless maybe they had like really fucked up teeth. But usually it's just like, oh my God, that was part of your like flavor. Yes. That was like part of who you are.
I like using old bitch as an adjective and not a noun. Like that's old bitch of you.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. I think the greatest thing that have ever happened to me is because I got braces really young.
I love your teeth.
But so when I took my braces off, my teeth started to separate because my jaw was still growing.
Because you were blowing so many guys.
Right. And so I could really floss with a micropenis. Micropenis could fit in between here.
I have a good flossing dick joke. I mean, story, not joke, story.
But the greatest thing that ever happened was I got my gaps back. And I really, that's like one of my favorite parts about my body. It's so cute to me.
I love like, so gaps. Cute. I get so gaps sad. Like so Pete hot. Davidson got rid of his gap. I'm like, Pete, he did? Yes, he's got the things. I love gaps.
Madonna did got rid of
it. It makes me so
too.
Sad when people
wait,
get rid
Madonna
of it.
Did?
Here's yeah, the thing that I'm realizing as I get
I
more
remember
money.
That.
It's so hot.
As I get more money, people get like rich and they like get more basic and more basic and more basic. I feel like yeah.
Is there a thrill to like achieve, you know, a certain like,
well I guess because it's like perfection and would everyone would look the same.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But why would you change your teeth? But then I'm like, so and then when they like grind them down
into nubs for the veneers. Yeah.
Like think of if your boobs like hadn't come out, like couldn't come out and you just would have had to have two little
what the fuck like, are you saying?
Cosmetic surgery.
If she had grinded her boobs down before?
Yeah, if they had to do that for her tits.
Why even go there? Oh.
Look at you now. That's why. Look at your face. Look at your reaction. That's exactly why.
Esther, do you not have any more urges to be a dog?
Like, if you bring it up, like, it's certainly possible for me. And just for people who don't know, when I was little, I thought I was a dog named Jacob. And I ate for a period of time, I would only eat out of a bowl on the floor and drink out of a bowl.
I like the idea of your parents kind of like tripping over you, not noticing, just completely ignoring this behavior.
And I would bite people. I bit everyone but my mom. So that's like kind of the origin. I met a dog named Jake. How is it?
It's better than it was before. It's less sweet.
What?
It's less sweet?
It tastes fucking delicious.
What do you mean?
I think that's just supposed to curb your like wanting a sweet thing.
Have another one.
It, take this.
Collab.
It tastes perfect now.
So it was, it is less sweet though?
It's the tiniest bit less sweet and makes it like I want to eat more.
Oh no. This is like when the science experiment goes wrong and like Frankenstein has more powers than he was supposed to.
Maybe it's we didn't do it right.
Carlos
is in charge.
So I'm going to take a bite of my cupcake. So will you just monitor me and come take it from me?
Yeah, just be cool about it.
One, just enjoy it. How about that?
Yeah, just enjoy it.
Enjoy your life.
Kalia's got the smallest bite out of her.
You bitch. You fucking bitch. Are you kidding me? Look.
This is why I never work out with me once, because we'll be bound. I'm like, we're now bound.
That is so scary to say. That's a threat.
I am threatening. Eat up, bitch. Oh, it's so cute.
Carlos, help me. Come get it.
I
want
to see the
because it's so.
She growls and I get. Oh, you can have one more. But
you look like Randy. Wait, can I say something about my dog right now? Because you're reminding me of him. Randy is the most popular boy in the neighborhood, and it's the joy of my life. He's
two more.
Carlos is her calorie coach.
A skinny coach. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
All these basic celebs with their.
What's
this? What are we eating this for?
Impossible burger taste test, if you guys would like. Whose camera am I in? Burger King, Umami, and Fat Burger.
But they're all Impossible Burgers?
They're all Impossible Burgers.
Let me see.
Burger King, Umami, Fat Burger.
Take all the same. At the same.
Oh wait, yes. Okay, we're gonna
let's start with Burger King.
Okay, Burger King. Annie,
why doesn't it have?
Take the bottom bread off.
Can you make them colder? It doesn't feel cold enough.
Where's like the toppings?
I got it plain just to be cool.
That's not cool. It's my fucking birthday, and you got them plain.
I don't know your toppings.
I love that her birthday. You're like putting food in her face.
This is. This sucks, man. He's mad. Like, oh no, he's taking it away. I'm just kidding. I'm grateful.
Okay.
But why is the bottom bread on there still?
I hope these calories don't go to your labia in those underwear.
Okay, the second one is what?
Let's get a rating.
Okay, we had to get a rating before we move on to the next
one. Shut up!
You are acting just like my little pup.
Oh, don't God. Anger our puppy girl on her quinceanera.
Carlos, which one was that one? That one's really good.
Fat Burger.
That one's the better one.
Fat Burger has been in the past my favorite. We could do lettuce wrap.
Esther, you're moving too fast through this.
Let's
test.
Do lettuce wrap next time.
Okay, so I thought the Burger King one, I'll give it a 6. This one, I will.
I can't
this
rate until Fat I Burger. Taste the other ones.
Carlos is pouting in the corner.
No, I'm writing down the rating Kalila just gave me. Fat Burger. 6? Oh, wait, no.
You guys, the Fat Burger one is way better, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that over there?
A normal one. Oh. A not impossible one.
I'm going to mean it.
I took off one of the breads.
We saw. We were watching. We were making sure.
The third one is what?
Umami Burger? I didn't like that one.
Umami was okay. Burger King was the least good. Umami was second.
I will say this about the Burger King. There is a nostalgic cheapness about the taste.
Mm-hmm. I think if the Burger King one had lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, onions, we could have a real conversation, a real dialogue.
Yeah, but see, the good thing about the Fat Burger one is double stacked.
We don't want your onion breath on your birthday, okay, Esther? He's saving you.
If you think I don't already have onion breath from when I show up.
From whatever you ate earlier.
I'm quietly enjoying this.
I'm in a shame spiral. What just happened? I blacked out. Did I growl at anyone?
You growled at me twice.
You didn't
Why
growl
are you
at
a
anyone?
Shame spiral?
What did I do? I blacked out.
Because there were Impossible Burgers
I
in
want
front
to
of
formally
you?
Apologize to the producers in the room and to my co-hosts.
All right, this is out of control. We
listen, you only lashed out at Carlos. Don't worry, we all liked it. It felt like my birthday. We got Randy this bone, and he's just vicious. He
Wait,
gets
what
vicious
do you mean?
About them. We went out for Valentine's Day. We got this like big steak. We went to Nobu.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, and we went. And we
Nobu
brought
has steak. I thought Nobu was sushi.
No, wait. I went to the other one. What's the one next to it?
Steak and Mountain. I mean, there's a McDonald's across the street.
No, what's this, the fancy restaurant right on Prime, Ocean Prime?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Mm.
But we brought this big, like, this giant bone back for the littlest dog in the world. And Randy, you know, has two teeth on the bottom. So he's like trying to get at it. And we just go near him. He's like, it's like, Randy, we brought this for you, asshole. Like, we want you to have this, you fuck. So mad. But I did want to say, I have to brag about Randy. He is, I wanted the most popular dog in the neighborhood and I got him. When he goes to the dog park, people gasp. They go, Randy's here, because he's so prancy, so cute.
He is a little reindeer. He's so cute.
Some woman was like, we should do like a dog swap. And I went, I'm not taking your fucking shitty dogs. A dog swap where you get the king?
No. Wait, people do that? That's not a thing. That's absurd.
That's what people pitch when they want to steal your dog. Oh, she's like, I would be so happy if he was just like prancing around my house. I go, yeah, it's really great. You should work on training your dogs to be cuter. Our dogs are cute too.
So what is a puppy girl?
You're the pioneer. You're the one who started the movement.
Is it like
you tell us.
Is it puppy girls, the women with a fetish for acting like cute dogs.
Her tongue is out a lot.
Wow.
You're the leader of this movement, Esther.
Puppy girl Jenna earns $10,000 a month on OnlyFans, making videos of herself playing fetch, begging for food, and being taken on nice long walks.
Guys, we're getting some OnlyFans ideas. And I know that we keep pitching this OnlyFans, but we can do, if it's not like full fucking labia shit, we can do it.
You know what?
She's in Texas. She seems cool.
Carlos is in love.
Carlos, bring her home to us.
I do kind of feel
Shane Gillis
like
follows her.
That's
I'm gonna Shane follow her.
So she
SNL, you missed out on a great one.
She fucked
up.
She subscribes to that. What is it? Sadomasochist. What? So she's a sub. So sadomasochist submissive.
I'm kind of sad she doesn't have more followers.
She's
Only Paws is good.
Oh, let's
She's in the top 0.02% creators on OnlyFans. I'm not going to lie. I feel like the sexy puppy thing, like, I can't really move on from that.
It looks pretty good.
It's really, like, it's really sticking with
For
me
your birthday,
mentally.
You get to choose. We're going to go to the pet store after this, and you get to choose your own leash and your own collar. And Annie and I are going to walk you around town for your birthday.
Oh, my God.
Can I have a harness?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, there's going to be a fake cock in the middle of it, though. It's going to go around your crotch area.
I want a man's perspective on this. Like, Carlos, you, because you used to work at a dog rescue, like, is this?
There's nothing sexual about it to me. Like,
really?
Like, a girl pretending to be a dog is not.
You're like, way to go, theater major. Somebody didn't make their college play and made a different turn. Took a turn.
Literally me.
Esther's like, I don't know if I want to wait in trailers anymore. I might just start making my own content.
I mean,
you might get cast as a dog.
This is a solid plan B for my life. If things, you know.
Let's make it a plan A today. Okay. Esther.
Plan ass.
Esther, I saw you hang out with your queen idol, Maria Menounos, on Instagram.
Yes, I did her podcast. She's amazing. Now, Annie, you commented on the photo I posted with Maria Menounos saying, what's the truth? Reveal the true story. And I literally need you to remind me because I don't remember.
We went to the Grove together back in the day and they used to shoot Extra Live. She was the host of Extra. So it was her and Mario Lopez. We're at the Grove and we wanted to get her attention. So obviously you made me do it. So we're like standing on the edge and we're like, we like your dog. We were just being the creepiest, most annoying people. Like,
could she hear us?
She responded to us. She said, thanks. A little bit like.
That's so
creepy. We fangirled like in the front. Like we may as well have been like outside the Today Show. Like, we were fangirling. We were going into strike. We wanted to ask her diet, but we couldn't get that glove.
The security intervened. Well, I finally met her for real.
Wait, you own her book.
Yes. Like,
where did the love affair start?
Her book. She had this book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, and it was just so like honest and real, and I really took to it. Like, she has such big sister energy that I like fell in love with her. And I'll never forget the life tip in her book that I still do. It's like, if you want to like make your bathroom at home seem like it's like nice and fancier than
ask
it really
Carlos
is.
To clean it
that first and then roll up, get buy like a ton of cheap white washcloths, fold them and roll them and like stack them, and then you have like a spa like bathroom.
The amount of fucking blood and snot that are on those that you have just flung off you.
You do have to buy new ones every few months. I cannot imagine. They stain quick. But yeah, then I did our podcast and she was so nice and so cool. We should have her on this show and you guys should do her show. She's really cool.
No, she's so cool and she's so like she's so sweet.
So iconic to me. Like, yeah. She's so beautiful and she's had such a long, interesting career. I don't know. I have obviously been in love with her. And weirdly, me and her husband are like we're like the same person. I feel like she and Dave are the same and me and her husband are the same.
You know how when you're like hitting on someone, you kind of want to make friends with their like spouse to make it cool?
Esther, will you repeat that? Because I feel officially offended and kind of jealous.
What do you mean?
Say what you just said about her partner.
I'm like her husband and she's like Dave.
Uh-huh.
What?
So you know how you identify with Bobby.
Oh my God.
So I'm just the lesser Maria Menounos. No. I'm just a stand-in.
You have a Maria Menounos vibe.
That's crazy.
No, you do. You're onto something. You're right.
No.
Esther's, she's Maria Menounos.
But since she couldn't have Maria for a long time, she just settled for me.
No.
No, you did. You Menounos'd her.
Menounos. No. No, but I do see a correlation. Menounos? Are you, that you're more like Dave and I'm more like Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I do see that. That's a thing.
Gotta say I'm a little jealous.
Maybe we should bring her here and you guys should fight for me.
She does like to wrestle. And also she was the host of the, which I actually was trying to get this job. I was screaming to nobody. But I was like, I really want this job. Can someone get it for me? The host of the challenge after party, the after show.
Mm-mm. Like the and reunion I love thing?
The MTV Challenge is my favorite show. One of my favorite shows. And so she was the host this year. And I was like, okay, if it can't be me, it better be my name and us.
Here's the truth. We don't mind hair. We like hair. We just need you to groom it up. Scape it once in a while.
A little scaping. A little manscaping.
I shaved my bush today on the way in. I didn't even know it was Esther's birthday, but I knew.
Subconscious.
Your body.
Listen, it's not the company does not tell us to talk about this, but I don't care. Okay. I'm breaking free during this ad. Todd and I, we have his and hers, and it is the same one. Ball trimmers, okay?
The lawnmower 4.0.
The lawnmower 4.0 is for this 4.0 too, okay? I love it. We both use them. They're great. Todd's been using all the shampoos and the body wash for like slithering up.
Well, also, you can have really accurate grooming sessions because they have that LED light and it's also waterproof, so you can take it in the shower with you.
It comes in its little package. It's got so much stuff. It's awesome.
I also love that they just launched like actually men's hair care. And it's really easy because it's a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, which you know guys are lazy and so are some girls. Look, do I love their shampoo? Yeah.
Sure, Steve Bannon.
And if a guy has tattoos or dry skin, Manscaped has him covered with the Hydrating Body Moisturizer Spray, which is really awesome. Dave has been using it.
I have boyfriends with tattoos. Yours is the crusty.
Yeah. He'll definitely want to use the Lawnmower 4.0 electric trimmer to clean off any unwanted body hair. And it's the Lawnmower 4.0 is our favorite product. It's waterproof. And it's a major key to the new shower routine.
Also, I think of Manscaped as like a one-stop shop for men's self-love.
You know what also we never talk about is that it's a funny gift. This is a funny gift to
balls
give to a guy.
Balls related gifts, especially your father, which we can go through this again if you want.
No, thank you. You guys can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TRASH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TRASH at manscaped.com.
And Maury, for your daughter's birthday, I am going to buy you some Manscaped, so you look out for
that. He already has plenty. Let's get the man in your life nice and clean with a new Manscaped shower routine. Can we talk about Liquid Death? And how it's blowing up and it's become the coolest brand of water everywhere.
I know. I don't want to say it's because it got on our podcast.
But you kind of do, right?
I want to say it. I saw it a lot before us.
Well, no, I've been getting tagged in so many Instagrams of people drinking it because of us. I feel like we started this trend and I want to keep it going. And you may have started to notice that you see these weird tall boys that look like beer. They're just water. And we love it so much because it makes us feel cool.
I mean, if I had this in middle school, I might not have been a juvenile delinquent.
Like, that's a good point.
I could have just felt.
Because so much of it was just looking cool.
Yes. This or was like in place of cool. Like O'Doul's or something.
Right. Or something to hold. Mm-hmm.
But let's also focus on like what's really cool about them is they call it liquid death because it's death to plastic. I'm so sick of just nasty water bottles that have been sitting in the heat and all melty and disgusting. Liquid
stop
death.
Stop talking about Kalila's old boob job, okay?
Also, correct. But also, most plastics are not even recyclable. And
that's crazy.
So the fact that now we have delicious water and awesome aluminum cans that make us look like rock stars all day.
And it's a conversation starter.
Don't be drinking your plastic bottles, and then they get thrown into landfills, then they end up in the water. Kalila's trying to spearfish a fish. She comes up with a plastic. Don't do that to our girl, okay?
They also donate 10% of the profits from every can sold to help kill plastic pollution. Like, they're doing God's work for us, so we just get to drink.
Don't you guys love the sound of when it cracks open?
I love I've to already crack mine open.
Well, do you know what that sound I always think about with that sound is, have you ever been, when you were younger, you go to the movie theaters and your dad makes you bring the soda from home, and so everyone in the theater hears you cracking open
and
your can.
You like go to get the popcorn and you put a hole in the bottom.
All right, Annie Letterman. We get it.
Get free shipping on all water and merch at liquiddeath.com/trash. That's liquiddeath.com/trash, or grab some at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and 7-Eleven. By the way, I found a solution. So you know how I don't like to have sex without a bra? I found a solution to that. And it's sheer mesh bras.
Oh, I thought you were going to say doggy.
Can well, I doggy, see? You can still see, yeah.
Hot.
I love that. Is that a negative?
It's a negative.
Yeah, I need that.
I did get horny. I'm not gay, but I did. I got wet down there.
So.
I have nipple envy over your nipples.
Oh, no. It really is my birthday, huh?
I put a lot of padding on because I knew I was going to pit sweat these, so I had to counter the pit sweat.
The cutlets.
Oh, no, I hate the feeling of taking those off. Oh, God. It's like a sticky, for people who don't know it, you tape it to your tit, so and then sweaty. You have to peel it off your nipple. It's so
I had chicken intense. Cutlets fall off in the dance floor once. Like, they're slip slimy. From under me. Yeah,
they're slippy.
Well, it completely fell off from under me.
They used to, when I was go-go dancing, they would always come up and they'd be like, your thingy's showing. They'd be like, push it down. Like, up to my neck.
Are there songs that you guys listen to where you think like, oh, this has been a song, you know, you don't necessarily think is like an emotional song, but you like cry to anyways?
I have been belting Exile.
What's that?
The Taylor Swift song.
From Red?
I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. I don't know what it's from.
Your singing is not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, is that my challenge, by the way, to sing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we need better challenge. By the way, someone brought-
No, dancing. Dancing was your challenge.
Dancing's so boring. Esther can do it. If Esther can do it, I don't want to do it. Great choreography again, bitch. It's so weird. You're such a little talent.
Thank you.
We did bring a music player. We have the stem player.
Oh, do we have to dance for Esther's birthday?
Yes, Esther, do just a teach dance me. For us on our birthday.
Yeah, will you do
us a dance?
Me dance? No, I was under the impression I was getting a lap dance today from both of you.
Happy birthday, Esther. I'm sorry, I probably hurt your fake neck injury.
Wait, who got the stem player?
Pete and George own them. They just walked
because
in with
Pete
them.
And George are rich. They're just pretending to be poor.
What?
They're $200, Andy.
They're rich.
It's not that much.
Just say it, Pete. Say I'm rich. Say it out loud.
I am not rich.
George, pay him more because you're rich.
Tesla or the stem player, and I chose the stem player.
You guys, the Tesla is so fucking good. It's so good. I was listening to, okay, wait. Todd made this observation. And he said, I only like duets. And
really?
I do cry to them. I do get really emotional when there's a duet. I don't know. I need, but maybe
you are like, such a twin.
I know. I think it's the twin thing.
Being a twin, like some people can just be a twin and be normal. But for you, you just took it and you just ruined it.
And it's subconscious too. Like, I don't even know. It's just, I'm so twin. I'm just accidentally in matching outfits. It just happens all the time. I don't even, it's like just happening.
I do wonder, like, because I, growing up, I told you I've always been close friends with twins, always. And growing up, I was, the twins I was friends with when I was really little, like, I was always so jealous and would think, like, what was that like? Like, to have someone, do you, like, you can, you're so close to them and you actually had it. And it,
and it slipped through my hands.
And you're crap.
And I let it slip through my hands. All I can do is get to his wife and his daughters. I get as close as I can get.
I would.
The cat won't have me. I can't even get his cat to like me.
I just, my goal in life is for your twin brother to one day formally have a restraining order.
It's so close.
And it's like, he loves you and you guys, but he's like, I just, it's for our own safety.
He's like, I, it's just never felt, equal. It just never felt like.
We need to have one day her twin brother here, but without her.
If you can get him here, I would be. If you can get him on the phone, please let me know. I would love to just be there. Listen, I would love to hear his voice in real time. It's been so long.
So I heard a rumor that because it's my birthday, I was going to get lap dances.
Esther, I think that we should save your birthday dance for the live stream so that Annie
let's
and
choreograph
I can
it.
Choreograph something.
Okay. Yes, let's give you a good one. I want to wash my puss too a little bit.
Okay, yeah. I'll definitely wear sweatpants. We'll be out.
You know what makes me really sad? I went to, when we were in New York, I went to a strip club alone.
How was it?
All by my lonesome. It was amazing.
Tell us about the girls.
Now, like, where were you,
I bought
Esther?
Myself.
She didn't fucking invite me.
That is a lie. Did I not go to your room and I asked you and Carlos, hey guys, I'm heading out.
Been there.
No, you did go out. That's true. No, it's totally, I was not going to go out. And we all know that.
Right. They were cuddled in. I know that Carlos was watching his basketball, but I went to this place that was recommended to me by one of Schultz's producers. It was called The Box. And it was just a burlesque spot.
The Box is the funniest name for a strip club.
I know. That's what kind of, that was the allure. I was like, this is a genius fucking name.
Yeah.
So I was just going to go to like Rick's Cabaret or something. But I was like, The Box sounds interesting. But it was just burlesque. And I got myself a little table. And yeah, it was kind of lonely, but kind of fun.
I've gone to a strip club alone before. It's super fun.
Right?
You guys need to get twins, okay? I don't do stuff like this. I got a brother.
I got a brother who won't take my calls.
I got a brother to call nonstop.
But you know what's really sad is drinking alone. That's what I didn't like. Because then I have to go back to my hotel room. And now I'm just like nauseous.
Fisting yourself, you're horny and drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hit yourself behind.
It's so true.
Throw a little, sprinkle a little of the faucet on your back to have memories.
Can we clarify something for a second? Nobody fists themselves.
Pull it up, Carlos. 100%.
Esther, where have
crazy.
You been?
Esther, you are a weird prude. Because you're a dirty slut. I know you are. You're a fucking filthy slut.
What? Is this just because I didn't drink? I just don't know.
Your arms
things?
Are not long enough.
Are yours?
Yeah.
There's no.
I'm knuckle.
Put our pussies back, remember?
Also, yeah, I am a knuckle dragger. I have really long arms. I have LeBron wingspan. I can throat myself.
This is showing us how you have to sign like a thing.
That's a yuck soak.
What'd you find?
Yeah, Esther, see?
They're
I mean, endless,
themselves.
Endless
those
videos.
Are not fists.
That's
those
what
are
fisting
four.
Is. You've got a lot to bend over.
Okay.
This live stream is going to be great.
There, she's going to get there.
Carlos is like, I don't want to do this at work.
There we go, Esther. Do you not call that fisting?
I want to, I
wait,
really want to insert
me horny.
A banana
I don't
more.
Like watching because I cannot watch porn without getting turned on. Wow, good for you, bitch. Congratulations.
Happy birthday, Esther.
She could pull the whole, like all three of the bananas out to give them to us from that fucking ass. Oh my God.
I'm so proud of some of these girls.
I know.
Wait, Esther, I randomly brought some presents from the road for you.
Oh.
And for everyone. They're not that many.
I feel like it's my birthday
these,
too.
I know, people give me all these presents.
Or
and
like
I,
Annie subconsciously knew it was my birthday. Like something weird is going on.
Okay.
And she with the Aritzia bag.
It is.
I know. I want to remind you of your trauma.
Oh God, it's okay.
Wait, I don't know what is on the bottom there. Something spilled out. Okay, so this
something
is from
spilled. That is not what you want to hear.
This is from
when Annie's about to hand
Moogs.
You something.
Moogs. Gave these. She said, "Dearest Slugs, I know you don't smoke, but maybe this sluggy ashtray could be part of the set. Kalila liked a pic of it and I peed myself. So I also make jewelry and included a few pieces for each of you.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Look how cool this is.
Ah, so good.
That's so badass.
I almost kept it, but I was like, that's so rude.
Is this for me?
This is for the set.
Oh, and then this is for Coco.
Coco.
Oh. Green's my favorite color. There's none for me. She hands them all out. Pete, George, Carlos.
People are like really pushing the mushroom thing for you. I think it's time.
Wait, why mushroom? Oh, they want mushrooms.
I think
maybe. Listen, you guys, inside these earrings are papaya seeds.
That's so cool.
In honor of Tiger Belly, like Nosotros Papaya.
Oh.
Mm. How cute is this?
Look at these snake earrings. And then she gave me a pearl necklace. Like, I already have one. Do I put it over my other pearl necklace? Esther gave it to me. For her birthday.
Esther, that's so you.
And then I get them all the time. I have to remember to bring them. You guys, if you gave me stuff and I forgot, I'm so sorry. It's somewhere.
I love this. Thank you, Moobs.
We should have a P.O. box and the boys have to go through it for us. Oh, those are cute.
Are these cool?
That's cool.
Some girls gave me them off of her. Okay, and then I got this shirt. Which I honestly, I'm like, I want to keep it, but I think it's more Coco.
Someone went in DC,
they went shopping for me and they found this. It's so cool.
The buck stops here.
And it's right next to the White House. Look at the bottom.
Oh, I like that. Wait, is that a vintage shirt?
Yeah, they went and shopped for it.
100%.
They got it for me, but I don't know if my pits wear it until I get my pits.
Wait, show Esther first, because her and I have the same t-shirt taste.
No, you can
it's your birthday.
I want you to start with it and then I'll see you.
Why
wear
don't we
it,
sisterhood of the traveling shirt? Because yeah. I don't want to give it away for real okay. shirt.
Oh, and it's really soft.
You and like I have more I have to find. There's also, I have to find out who did it. There's this picture someone drew of Randy with heart glasses on, and I couldn't bring it for set. I have it in my house. And it's so cute, but I'll plug her. Now.
This was from an artist at a show in Nashville. She painted this of me and me.
I know, so I think it's so cute. The bubbles and stuff, too.
I know. She did such a good job. Last night at the Comedy Store, I could not believe how many slugs were there. I was like, this is what Annie's always talking about. It was like
kind of crazy, weird.
Yeah, it's weird because I'll say this, because I've been going to the Comedy Store for literally 13 years and now it's so abundantly different all of a sudden because of this podcast. People are showing up to see me and it was not like that before.
I'm like going to cry. It's like, it's different. It's not like, okay. So there's two ways you can look at it. It's like our egos, we're excited because we're successful and stuff like that. But it's, I swear to God, it's not that. It's like there is a fucking vibe and a connection and it's crazy and it's growing and people are bringing like new people that have never watched the show to the stand-up shows. They're coming, they're liking the show, they're going and watching it. It's really cool.
Well, you know what it is? It's this overall connection. Mm-hmm. Like these people like relate to us and like there's a connection there. And so I know that like when I see meet a slug at a show, it's like they relate to what we say. I don't know. It just feels really good.
It feels really good.
Yeah. It's a feeling that they've already accepted who you are.
Yeah.
That's why we feel like close. Because we've dumped all of our deepest, darkest on here, right? Like horrible thing that, and they somehow still love you. So you feel an automatic safety around these people. I feel that.
And I think it's support. Like a vice versa, versa too thing where it's like the fact that they're getting to feel like relief in the things that they've been ashamed of where it's like, no, baby.
You're like, one of us. You're just one of us.
Do you know what? I do think that is accidentally one of the themes of this show, which I might have brought this up on Schultz. I'm not sure. But like I got a message that was like, you have taught me self-acceptance. And I was like, I never thought about that. But because we are so radically accepting of our own flaws and we are open and share them, that is what's showing other people like you can be fucked up and it's fine.
I mean,
and it's kind of funny.
The fact that we're laughing so hard about this shit is getting pounded by our teachers and our drug counselors and shit. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I was just thinking about? I just had this flashback. I was listening to this music and it was these two songs. And I had met this British guy when I was in.
Was it a Michael McDonald song?
No, it was, they were Masa Mura or something. I don't know. But I met this guy, this British guy when I was in New Orleans years ago. And we were like making out at the bar. And then I thought I might like him. We both lived in Brooklyn. And I like went and stayed at his house one night. And I didn't like him. And I didn't fuck it. I remember realizing that was the first time I didn't fuck someone that I had like set out to fuck, but my body chose not to and I didn't do it. I usually would just be like bang them anyway because I felt like rude or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, like, how do you learn these lessons earlier? Like, how do you teach like girls younger? I mean, some people just have self-esteem.
I think it's different now. For sure, yeah. The girls are getting more information because yeah. I think that they have girls like us that are yeah. like, hey, do not go down the route I did. You know, let's be transparent. Yeah. I know I have those talks with Jules and she feels very safe mm-hmm. telling me everything and yeah. being open. And if she has a question or a weirdness about something, she'll be like, hey, is it weird when this yeah. does this? Is it weird if I do? And I'm very open.
Yeah.
So I think we didn't have that
energy. Yeah, it never occurred to me. You know what it is? Because it's to say like teaching women to say no and girls to say no more is kind of like a good way to put it. But it's deeper than that because I think for me, it was, I didn't even, the concept of boundaries was so mind blowing even like a year ago yeah. to me in any way. Seriously, think about our friendship. Did I not understand boundaries?
Right.
Seriously. Like, I mean, for real, like I didn't get it. And then
look, and I realized what the term holding space meant. I always just thought it was a nice way of saying like, I'm here for you, but it's not. Like holding space means you're present to mm-hmm. hear someone without judgment.
Right. Just like, what are you?
It doesn't matter if they're telling you horrible things about cheating on their spouse right. or whatever. It's like, I'm not here to judge you. I'm literally just going to listen and be present.
And that's being strong in yourself to be able to do that where you're right. not making what they're saying about you. Right?
The worst thing is giving unsolicited advice mm-hmm. to someone who just wants to be heard.
Unsolicited advice is a form of, what did I hear?
Abuse, probably.
Like criticism.
It is. It is. Yes. Yeah.
I've caught myself doing that to family
And with that,
members.
You probably shouldn't wear stripes. But even on your birthday.
I will commend myself. I think I am good at holding space for people. Yeah, I feel like I'm a good person to come to if you don't want to be judged.
Yeah.
I'll listen and I only share my own secrets.
You're good at boundaries,
You
too.
Are so good at holding space, Esther.
This is my real birthday present. But what you were saying,
it's like self, like, okay, so to even get to the point of boundaries, I had to like realize I really hated myself, like deep down in a way that I never even let myself, I was just going. So I wasn't, I'm getting so like, I was like, I was squirting everywhere. I wish now. But like, I was not even like staying still enough to like get like real with the fact that I really had a belief in myself that I fucking sucked and like didn't deserve things. So boundaries made no sense to me. So then once I got to that, I was like, oh, boundaries are so easy.
Mm. Wow.
It's so easy. And it's for you. It's not for the other person. It's not to control the other person, which is what I'm learning now through right. boundaries. It's just right. like, yeah. it's just what you need.
Yeah. But I understand like it does sound like a thing that you would tell other people, this is my boundary. But it's actually, you're right. It's not that. Yeah. It's like it's like all up here for you. Because you can't control other people.
No. And like whenever I've blocked people, like I blocked a couple of my ex-boyfriends on Instagram and stuff. It's not like for them to see I blocked them or for them.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with them. It's really just like, I just want to cut that connection off so I can heal that.
And protect your energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm dealing with something similar like that in my life. And it's hard to cut off communication with someone. It's really hard for me and I'm like really trying to hold firm, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
But it gets easier over time.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
the initial part of like, you know, we just get so used to having that person sort of buzzing around us or whatever, right? But once you and there's a pain, it's almost like a breakup. But then it just gets easier. And then you realize over time, like, oh, that was the right move. I did that for myself.
And then all that space and time you can fill up with something good.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I think it's good for them.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if there's a friendship to be mended down the road, you would have initiated that. You were the person that initiated that. You actually did something really nice for them as well to give them time to reflect on whatever yeah, they did wrong.
And that's how I feel. Like the quote that I keep thinking of is detach with love. It's like we're detaching, but there's love there.
Right.
Because if you're angry, you're still attached. If you're angry,
exactly.
you're still fucking attached.
It's true. Yeah.
It's a process. You just have to keep
You couldn't be the most attached you are is when you are angry.
Yeah.
When you are feeling that deep resentment, that when you want to lash out at somebody, that is when you're most tightly bound to them.
Ooh, yeah.
They're like taking up squeezing. So much. That person's taking up so much of your space.
I think I said this on here before, but that the girl who stole my mole.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Right.
Like she like fucked me over and I'm this victim of her and she did this horrible yeah. thing and she told the cops I was a liar and it was like the sheer horror of my best friend doing that, all the stuff. I like up until that episode was still mad at this girl. And the truth is, like, maybe what she did was bad. Maybe it wasn't. Who knows why she did it. But I was mad at a 16-year-old. I was mad at a 16-year-old girl as a grown-ass woman. I was still mad at her.
Wow.
And then I was thinking, like, when I kept thinking about my teacher who assaulted me, he was a white guy with dreads. I kept, like, bringing him with me. I was, like, when I was starting to really heal it, I would imagine myself when you check yourself out in the reflection when you're walking down the street and there's obviously another person in an office that's seeing you.
Yes.
You can't see them and they're just judging you. I would do that and I would always imagine that I'm bringing this like dreaded man with me.
Are you serious?
I'm just pulling. Yeah. And it helped me stop doing it.
I know that feeling.
I was like dragging him into each day of my life, thinking about it, upset about it. And not that it's okay that he fucking assaulted me or anything, but it's not mine.
It really isn't yours.
And my whole identity was like,
it is just something that like happened to us, but it has zero to do with our constitution, what we're made up of.
Yeah, you're who you want to be.
But when you have like a bruised ego or a bad self-image of yourself, that stuff like attaches to you because
1,000%. Yeah. In fact, you know what? I had to break a friendship recently with someone I'd known since childhood because every time he spoke to me and described me as if I was still a 19-year-old drunk, which I was. I was a horrible drunk, late teens, early 20s, probably a terrible person. But anytime he describes me to other people, like, oh yeah, that's just Kalila. She's crazy. Always just like in a very dismissive way. People,
they keep you at a place you're not at.
And I'm like, hey dude, I'm 37 years old. Yeah. Literally 20 years have passed. Like I've done the work. I've made amends. How about you stop treating me like the dumb drunk 19-year-old? And he could not get past that. And he's like, oh, I'm just joking. But that joke would just continually come up. And I'm like, you know what? We're done here.
That's so smart and aware of you because it's like, I've also had that experience where someone's belief system about me, that will brainwash you into believing the things that they say about you.
Yeah.
And so I had a person in my life who would always make a joke that I was stupid. And it's like years went by and I woke up one day and I'm like, oh, I've believed that I've been stupid for the last couple of years. And I like went to therapy.
Even I don't call her stupid.
But stupid is such a mean word. Yeah. For me. My mom says it a lot.
Stupid's
But it's like, fuck, really?
I don't think I know anyone stupid, really. That's really stupid. Everyone's smart at their own thing.
You have to be careful because if someone has a strong opinion of you and they're always letting you know it, like you'll brainwash yourself into believing it.
But another step, when you were a kid and people said that stuff to you and your brain was still absorbing things and sponging things in. The things they said are now your voice in your own head that are calling you fat or calling you this or, you know, like that's the voice you got to work on too. It was like not even the outside shit, the shit that got in there when you were little.
I think we should like decide what are the beliefs about ourselves that we want it to be. Like, let's design it for ourselves.
Well, that's hypnosis too.
Yeah.
Like you decide your beliefs and then you instill them. You get yourself into like a state where your subconscious is like relaxed enough to take it in and then you just fucking penetrate.
I will say why this works. I know you guys don't think that you have hypnotized me, but in the year that I've been around you guys, like you guys always like gassing me up and saying, Kalila, you're pretty, you're hot. Like I've sort of embodied those compliments and I think that I've never felt better about myself because I think when you guys first met me I was very like, oh, but I'm so this and I'm so that, and I still have those moments, but I think that you girls really sort of like pushed me to like, now when I walk past and I get a reflection of myself, I'm like, oh my god, I am so pretty.
And the person's going, she is pretty. Smile. They're inside typing. They're like, she is pretty. Look at her.
But I wasn't able to say that to myself even like as short as like 2 years ago, where now I'm like, oh, it is good to surround yourself with people who make you feel that way, because I've been telling that stupid voice, like you said, has been, you know, reciting this false narrative about myself for so long.
And it'll go back every time.
Well, yeah, because my mom was always like, you can't say you're pretty. Be humble, be humble, be humble. You can't say that out loud. And I'm like, maybe you can. Maybe
you
can.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. That's how like it is now. But yeah, well, when we were growing up, it was like not cool to be.
You're conceited.
Yeah. Although I do remember once like one of the popular girls, I was hanging out with her and she's
did
like.
Did she know you were there?
And she's like, are you conceited? And I was like, why? And she's like, I am. I was like,
what a renegade. But the word conceited was a really popular word when we were growing up, right? Oh, she's so conceited.
It was a negative.
But I'm like,
term,
wait a second, what do you mean? Like good self-esteem?
Well, it's such a confusing thing too, because ego and self-esteem, I'm not even kidding. I've been like trying to figure out the difference between it, because it's like, because you want to have high self-esteem, but you don't want to, because the judging ourselves on whether, this is what I said about the yoga, what I was thinking in yoga. It's like, if we judge ourselves on like being pretty or ugly, it's like our body will change. Yeah. It's like, it's just like loving yourself because the frequency is love. And then you can't be mad at, you can't be like throwing hate at other people because that's coming from your love frequency. So it'll fuck
I think up. The difference between ego and self-esteem, it's like, let's say there's a job you want and you don't get it.
Why are you jerking it off?
I don't know.
But you felt it too. And then you also press like you're on Jeopardy. You jerked it off and then you push the tip.
But
what is?
Let's say you don't get the job. Your ego would be like, fuck them. Like, oh, they fuck suck. They made a mistake. But if you just are a person with self-esteem, I think you'd be like, well, I know I could have done it and done a great job, but it's not this one.
It's not the one for me. Yeah. It's like the next thing.
I think.
I just, I don't know. My mind is being blown. I have like, you know, I do that. I watch, listen to the guy Jim Fortin's podcast and stuff. And every time I listen to that or Mary Lou, my hypnotist, like whenever I'm like feeling away, I always just click on one of their videos and it's always like the video. It's weird. It's like whatever video I need to hear, like randomly, I'll just click on one. But it's all like, I keep hearing all this attachment stuff and it's cool.
I love it. We're self-improving in 2022.
We're trying. That is
we're
key.
In it. We're doing it. It's done. Yeah, we're trying. It's already done.
Well, this has been the weirdest birthday I've ever had.
What did you learn on your birthday, Esther?
I learned that we are, honestly, that we're all very in tune and like on the path of self-improvement. And I love that. Like, I think that we have our slugs come here and be with us and we say really rotten things and are really weird, but I like that we're also circling back to like getting better and being good people, and it makes me feel good. So that's
what I learned.
The pile of manure with the flower growing on
it. Oh, like the rose that grew on concrete. Yeah. Tupac Shakur.
Slugs, thank you so much for being here. And as always, please subscribe to this channel and come see our live stream, momenthouse.com/trashtuesday. That is coming up very soon and it's going to be chaotic and ruin our lives.